Hi guys, how are you doing? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy New Month. Guys, I've missed you so much. I've been away as per the episode title of today, but I hope you guys have been good. I've been great, guys. I have been amazing, and yeah, it feels good to be back. It really does. I know that some few of my fans, you know, they've been telling me, "Hey Rachel, where's the new episode coming in? Here I am, and I hope you guys are going to support me, especially for this year. I have like really big plans for this podcast, and I hope you guys are going to support me. You're going to share my content, and yeah, you're gonna help me grow, because guys, I can't do this alone. You are the people who are going to propel me to greater heights. Anyway, let's get straight into this episode, because you know guys, I really am doing this like as fast as I can, because like I have to like get ready and go, so I'm going to be as fast as I can. Anyway, I want to talk about my journey of social media detox, or yeah, let's call it that. I decided to get out of social media with influence from a friend. They were telling me about, you know, how they wanted to get out of social media for a while and, you know, do this and that and that. And I thought like, yeah, that's a great thing, you know, to do. And I thought it was really difficult, and it was, actually, it really was. But I just decided like, you know what, I really need that social media like detox, like just get out of social media and just focus on my life and on a few things that I was dealing with. And it was really hard, guys. It was really, really hard, because I decided to get out of social media on 1st of November last year. And it was hard because I have never been off social media. You know, like being off social media is not like deleting your accounts or whatever. It's just like you delete the app and everything that connects you to the app. So I deleted Instagram, I deleted Facebook, I deleted Snapchat, I deleted LinkedIn, TikTok. Okay, no, LinkedIn I didn't delete. Which else did I delete? Any other social media? Twitter. Yes, I deleted Twitter. I didn't really miss Twitter, but I did, but chaos it was, you know. So, it was such a hard thing to delete those apps, especially considering I had, like, not told anyone that I'm getting out of social media. Even my said friend who was getting out of social media, I didn't tell them. I said it to like, I wanted to keep it like private for a while, and yeah, it didn't stay private for for long. Yeah, I told my family, a few of my friends. Oh my god, it was hard, guys. It was hard. It is hard, but it is amazing when you get to do the things that you said to do. So what I would advise, if you ever want to do like a social media detox, is first have a plan of like what you want to achieve like at the end of your social media detox, because if you do something without a goal, like, what is the point, you know? So my reason for getting out of social media was I felt like I was not focusing on what I needed to focus on. That is, at that time I wasn't employed, and it was really a struggle. I was in a place where there was Wi-Fi, there was everything that I needed. I used to apply for jobs, but like, I also got distracted a lot with social media, because you know, when you get in, maybe it's say Instagram, you get there and then like you see these job opportunities, you apply for them, and then you go back in the social media, you know, to look for other jobs. In the process of looking for other jobs, you get reels, you get stories, you get whatever, you know, like, it's a lot. So like, there was a lot of distractions in between, like applying for jobs, and then it was also very discouraging, because I used to apply for the jobs, I never got interviews. It was really depressing at the time, and I couldn't even, you know, share with a lot of people. I think just my sister and my close friend. And manze, it was so hard. It was hard, guys, and it was very depressing, as I've said. And so I felt like social media was kind of distracting me, and I felt like, in as much as I was getting these job opportunities that I was applying for, sorry, I have a cold, those jobs, I wasn't getting interviews. So it was like, why are these people, you know, putting out notices of there's a job, and they're not even calling me for an interview? Like, you know, I used to ask myself a lot of questions, kusababu, like, kwani is my CV the one which is, you know, I don't know, it looks like what? I'm like, why? There were a lot of why questions, and so I decided, like, those posters on Instagram, on Facebook, like, they weren't helping me, because I had been applying for those jobs for like 3 months. Every day I wake up, I look at, you know, a job site, nini, and I apply, and I wait, nothing, no response, no even like, we have received your email, nothing. And it was so sad. And so that's why I decided to remain with LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is like, you know, I don't know, LinkedIn is kind of less depressing, because there are a lot of jobs there, and you never know, you know. LinkedIn is, you never know. But I decided to leave LinkedIn so that I could still be getting like updates for like jobs and everything. Oh, I also deleted Telegram, because Telegram, I was using Telegram for, there was a group, excuse me. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Anyway, there was a group on Telegram that I used to apply, no, that used to showcase jobs, and I realized that in as much as I was in this group that was giving me, you know, updates on jobs, there was also BNN, and I was part of BNN, and there was a lot of gossip. And so you find that like most of my time on Telegram was going through gossip, which wasn't healthy, you know, looking at people's lives, you know, and yeah, not my style. So that's why I deleted also Telegram. So now I, at this point, I was like, you know what, I have decided, I am deleting, I deleted them. And then it was so boring, guys. My life was kind of boring, because there was nothing, I didn't know anything that was happening. I was just, you know, yeah, just in my own world. But at the same time, I had the time to focus on applying for jobs. I decided to, you know, get jobs around my location, and then I applied for them even if they don't have active positions that, you know, they are actively recruiting. So that is what I did. I applied to like more than 50 companies, and I got the job, guys. Not the job. I got like several calls. I got some interviews, and I was still applying actively. And so I felt like it was actually amazing, because like I got to do what I had said to do. And at the end of the year, I got a confirmation letter that I had been accepted to a job that I had went for an interview, and it was so, so thrilling. It was so amazing. I felt like I achieved what I had set to achieve. At the same time, I was already getting into the, you know, the realm of, you know, no social media, and so like there were no, I wasn't like living a fast life. I was just living like every hour at a time, guys, every hour at a time. Because like when you set a goal, maybe even if you're using your phone, there are no distractions, like, or even the distractions are less. The only, maybe to me, social media that I left was my WhatsApp. But like WhatsApp is not really social media, it's a communication platform. So yeah, so it has been great, guys. I'm here to tell you that if you want to apply, if you want to go on a social media blackout and just block those social media handles, just do it. It is very helpful. It makes you able to focus, makes you able to be disciplined, makes you able to you know, set a goal, achieve the goal, move past it, and continue doing it over and over again. And it is so, so amazing when you achieve those goals. And let me tell you guys, even till today, like as I'm speaking, I am still getting interviews, like, you know, calls, and, you know, we would like you to come in. Like, where were these people when I was actively looking for jobs, you know, on social media? And that is why I'm telling you, like, it didn't help me. Maybe it has helped other people, but for me it didn't. So if you feel like social media is kind of blocking your way, or like you're feeling the pressures of social media, just block it for a while and just, you know, come down to earth, and then focus on yourself, and then start moving. Because this is your life, and there's no one who is going to come and beat you because you've not been posting or whatever. Like, you can do it, and it is hard, but it is worth it. So that has been my experience. I didn't put you know, how many months I'm going to be off social media. I just told myself, like, when I achieve this goal, I'm going to, you know, get back to social media, because that was the main goal of me getting out of social media. And even after I got the job, I spent another 1 month off social media to just focus on my work before I get back to social media. So it has been amazing, guys. It has been awesome being off social media. Nobody knows your business. Like, you connect deeply with your friends, because like you meet, you know, you meet up. It's not just seeing people on social media how they're living their life. You actually get to see them, get to meet them, and it was amazing. So I think that is it for me, guys. Next episode, okay, first of all, I wanted to come back and talk about femicide because of what has been happening like the last month, and it has been so sad. I wanted to speak on it, but I didn't feel like it was the best thing to do for a start. But we'll see when you're going to be talking about that, but it is definitely in the books. So stay tuned, guys, and until next time, bye.
Thank you.